backstage noble wife, the story of America's favorite family of the footlights and their fight for security and happiness against the concrete heart of Broadway.
Yesterday, Mary and Harry were summarily dismissed from their Mr. and Mrs. Broadway television show at the conclusion of their Monday morning edition. Now, it's the following morning as they sit in the backstage summer home at Skunk Haven, Long Island, still in a daze over what happened.
Well, I really missed not going into the television studio this morning to present Mr. and Mrs. Broadway.
Yes,
don't you, Harry?
Yes, I do, Mary. Of course, I can't say it wasn't good to sleep a little bit later this morning than usual.
No, and it will be a sizable cut in your income, too.
I can't imagine what that E.G. Barnswell had in mind. He called us in there right after the show, said we were doing so well.
Well, you know, the way these network biggies are.
Oh, and then it was like that.
Yes.
Right out.
They kind of soften you up. They keep looking, you know, they pat you on the back looking for a soft spot to plunge the dagger.
That's what they do. Well, we can only make the best of it. Let's see what they've got in our place on there this morning. Got the set one.
All right.
Here. Don't know whether I dare to look or not.
You know, we've had wonderful luck with this color set. We've had this since 1956.
Oh, I know. It's one of the early ones, but a good one.
Call for the morning, everybody.
Why?
This is Cousin Calvin with the Cartoon Club.
Well, it's Calvin L. Hoogevin, Mary.
All brought to you, boys and girls, by Cooperman's Toe Ointment.
He got a show of his own.
Yes, Kitty's boys and cartoon. Girls, with your little toes need ointment. You look for Cooperman. Ask your mommy or daddy to bring home Cooperman.
And he's sponsored, Mary.
Toe ointment.
Do you see this?
It's just the thing for your toes when they need ointment.
Cousin Calvin.
Yes, boys and girls, this is Cousin Calvin's Cartoon Club. Well, let's start the old cartoon door this morning. Oh, look at that. Here they come. See the little pigs and all the little mice.
Mary, can you imagine we've been replaced by
a
cartoon like this?
I think it's disgraceful.
Oh.
He fell down and broke his crown, didn't he?
Who do the Cooperman people think they're going to sell toe ointment to among people who watch this?
I have no idea what the demographics on this program would be, but
they must know what they're doing.
Oh, apparently.
I can't watch too much of this, Mary.
Now you see how that little chimpanzee could blow the bugle. Now they're all getting on the boat.
Oh, there's a steamboat pulled up at the wharf there. Mary, this isn't half bad if you spend a little time looking at it.
No, I suppose not.
I think I can watch this every morning.
And look at their run. They're running like 60 being chased by those mean dogs.
And at least, Mary, we still have our Broadway show to go to tonight.
Right, sure. Look at that.
Telephone, Mary, I'll get it. Hello? Yes, this is Harry backstage.
All right, boys and girls, remember now.
Turn that down a little, Mary, will you, please? It's Wealthy Jacobus Pike.
Yes, what does he want?
He's canceled Westchester Furioso. And so it appears that one bit of bad news seems to fall upon another for the backstages as they first get used to the fact their television show is canceled and now learn that Westchester Furioso on Broadway is too. Be sure and join us tomorrow when we'll hear Calvin say,
"Good morning, boys and girls."
That's tomorrow in the next exciting episode of Mary Backstage, Noble Wife. Word Carr speaking.